Welcome back to Ashburton. We're about ready to start now.
It's political commentary.
Good morning, David Slack, beaming in from Istanbul.
Yes, Istanbul. Morning, Johnny.
Morning. Now, this morning we were sort of putting a bit of a broader transport spin on political commentary. In particular, I guess some long-term thinking for Aotearoa and also Auckland, and the potential to further expand our cycleway network and that sort of stuff. You're currently in Europe seeing how they've done it firsthand. Where do we start with this one, David?
Separation is where we start. Clean separation. Mm-hmm. Everybody, it's good for everybody. And you know, I've been advocating that back home all over the place. But I kind of felt a little bit of a phony having not seen as much of what I was advocating they're doing so well in Europe. So I've made it a point of looking all over the place at what they're bearing out what I've been enthusing about, and it's even better than I thought. You know, it's just incredible. And to my initial point, the separation you especially see it because for people who missed when we were talking about this a couple of weeks ago, what my mate and I were doing was riding from Nantes to Budapest along one of the Eurovelo routes, which is a complete network that they've set up across Europe, crisscrosses the continent with about 16 different routes, each running about 3,000 k. And the idea is that you make it possible to travel more or less your whole trip separated from the roads. Not quite as good as that. You are still mixing with them occasionally. But when you do, it's low speed and it's good. Anyway, point I was going to make about that was when you're on those Eurovelo routes, you often get the chance to see how it is approaching a town, you know, many times a day, in fact. And the best ones, you really get this marvelous feeling of rolling in, and you'll very often be in a kind of a ribbon effect, where you've got a river on one side, a railway line, a highway completely sectioned off, and a cycleway, all of your own, beautiful trees around it quite often, smooth asphalt. And I should say that, you know, these Eurovelo routes aren't like that all the way. You're rumbling over some rougher stuff from place to place. But in these decently constructed cities, you're so separated that everybody is able to do it at ease. And it means that the whole thing is comfortable for everybody, and there's no discouragement of anybody from giving it a try. And so you see people thronging on their bikes. I think maybe of all of the places I saw, Vienna was the most striking of all, because it just has them everywhere, and they're beautifully made, and they are completely separate. And it means that you don't have the contention, you don't have the aggro, you don't have the all of the
you're completely separated from the cars, like kind of the Northwestern cycleway, right? It's its own thing.
We did talk about that last time, didn't we? That is the bit of the Tāmaki Makaurau network that is just beautiful.
Mm.
And there are a few others now too, little chunks of it. And the moment you get onto those, all of your worries disappear.
Oh, completely.
You know, you're not along getting molested. You're not looking over your shoulder.
Yes.
You're not worrying. You're good. And the people in the vehicles have the same, you know, pleasure of
not having to worry about cyclists. Now, David, what would you say the primary challenges Auckland would face in expanding the cycleway infrastructure across the city?
Join it up and cross the bridge. That's the essence of it. There's actually a hell of a lot of it made now, and you can get a good chunk around the city. And if you can, to borrow from the car design for a minute, if you can have a proper ring route the way we now do for the cars in Auckland, you will find that a very greatly increased number of people will feel that it's worth getting onto a bike and doing that, because once you have a ring road that you can get to do the guts of your trip, wherever you're heading to in Auckland, and then come off to go gradually, carefully down, typically what you do to look after yourself is find quiet streets, you know, for the end of your trip. Now, ideally, you have little tributaries as well, and there's a bunch of that in various good chunks of Auckland going on as well. But it's that ring road that would make that will make all the difference, and that's why we get so animated about making a lane for the bridge. Never mind all of the other ideas about building anything. Just liberate one lane, and that will mean that you're a lot closer to joining up the whole ring route, and that will mean that you now have a viable proposition to go to many more people and say, hey, you're sick of all the money you spend on a car? You're sick of all the time you spend on a car?
Yes.
You can get on a bike and use this ring route to get yourself to wherever you go, especially if you've got an e-bike, which greater and greater numbers are using, because, you know, one of the big objections people will make is, oh, I can't be getting off a suite. I can't be dealing with hills. E-bike is a hill killer.
Yes.
And compared to the cost of running a car, buying an e-bike, if you're going to be using it as essentially your car for a good chunk of your commuting, is absolutely a decent, viable proposition. Not for everybody, I'll freely admit that. It is costly. But, you know, we are imprisoning poor people in cars that mean, because they have no really viable alternative, that they are condemned to spending money, chunks of money after chunks of money after chunks of money on maintenance and gas and parking and God knows what else and buying the thing. And you can be liberated from all that if you liberate the lane.
Yes.
So, you know, you have this objection again and again from people saying people don't want to ride bikes. And there is a degree of chicken and egg to it, but what you will see on, for example, the Northwestern Motorway is when people are able to have a genuinely unmolested and safe trip, they drop into the habit and they happily use that habit. I'll give you, do we have a moment?
Yes, we've got time. Go.
Yeah. I'll give you one example of the superiority of it. If you want to get from the top of Queen Street to the bottom of Quay Street, the fastest way humanly possible in that city, it's not a car, it's not a scooter, it's not a motorbike, it's a bike going downhill down Grafton Gully on the dedicated lane that you've got there. I can be from top to the bottom in about, oh shit, I don't know, 3-4 minutes?
Yes.
I mean, being careful with people. But, you know, once you have an actual separated lane, and this is what I've been seeing all over Europe, you just go and go and go, and it's so easy and it's so quick. And at the end of your trip, it's way easier to find somewhere to put your car, your bike, than it is to find a car park. You come and go at will, and the best place to move through the world is at 20k an hour, breathing it all in. It's bloody beautiful, and that's what we've just been doing for, you know, 3 months across Europe on a bike. And I got to tell you, there is no better way to fit inside, to be at one with your world and taking in the most of it. It's
yes.
Pretty great.
Now, David, do you know much about the future plans or projects that are on the horizon for Auckland Cycleway Network? And what role, was the Auckland City Council planning and implementing cycleways, or is it all coming from central government?
Yeah, you've got, well, Simeon Brown is your note of doom to sound here, you know, because of this dopey culture war and the way he happily prosecutes it with special mention of people on bikes, there is what is implied in what he's been and how he has rejigged the 10-year plan is that there'll be stuff full for bikes. Now, that doesn't mean it won't happen, doesn't mean it can't happen, and it also, you know, if you want to get active about it, it is very possible to point out that many of the projects that have been undertaken so far and scheduled ahead tend to fold in vast amounts of other infrastructure spending as well. In other words, oh, we're doing this bit of road for the stupid cyclists, so we'll also throw in stormwater and power lines and fibre and God knows what else, and so it becomes gold plated.
Yes.
So you could actually, even if Simeon Brown chokes off a whole lot of that money, still get quite a lot of mileage for your buck if you pair it right back and say, let's just do some goddamn cycle lanes without all of the other infrastructure.
Yeah.
So I think that might be the rear guard action that might be necessary. A better idea is just to get rid of that guy, but you know.
One last question for you. One last question for you. A big picture thinking: how does Auckland cycleway infrastructure fit into the broader vision for the city's transportation and urban planning?
Well, the Michael Wood wrote something quite useful about this on the social media just yesterday, saying that, you know, there was a plan for a great deal more of public transport and cycling, and there had been a sort of a united front with the National Party MPs, but they seem to have caved on that. What he was saying was, you know, all of the thinking is there for that. Don't give up on it. And, you know, it does need to be everything. It does, and that's what I've been loving in some of those towns in Europe, that some of the best ones are the quietest because they have this beautiful combination of trams and buses and underground and bikes, and it means that the roar of cars is not there. Now, that's the place, you know, to answer your question about where does cycling fit in that, it fits in the larger design of many different ways of being able to get around, but all of them at the as an alternative, as a superior, better, appealing alternative to getting in a car, you know, and it's been so striking seeing the difference from town and city right across Europe. The ones who do it the most, they're the most serene and the happiest and the gentlest, and it tends to create a lot more public spaces where everybody is sitting and enjoying it. You just win like you wouldn't believe. Bet you do this.
Yes. Hey, David Slack, beaming in all the way from Istanbul. Thank you so much for your thoughts on the cycleway networks abroad and potential for developing them here in Tāmaki Makaurau.
My pleasure. Cheers, man.
All right, cheers, brother. Have a good one.
You just heard a bit of political commentary.